If you don't have life, you can't give it. You can't give away something you don't have.
Amen.
And we have so much in the Lord. We have inherited so much. And we need to know all the things that we have inherited so that we can give it away. Well, that's part of my job, to tell you what, who you are and what you've got. Praise the Lord. Isaiah 61, speak your word, Lord, to your people. What you want to say to us. Lord, give us a spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Isaiah 61, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He hath sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. He's called every one of us to do those things. Everyone that's born again is called to do those things. Preach means to proclaim. You don't have to stand behind the pulpit to preach. We should be preaching to our neighbors. We should be preaching everywhere we go. On the job, at school. As I've said before, it's not easy. The enemy's there to fight and to persecute. But where sin abounds, grace much more. So whatever's coming against you, God will give you more grace to work through it, to force your way through it. Love always overcomes. Good always overcomes evil. Always. He always causes us to triumph. Always. If we don't give up. If we don't give in. How many would like to have more energy and more health? Better health. How many would like to have more money, more prosperity? You got to have it before you can help others.
Amen.
You know, as I've said so many times before, the Lord doesn't just want to provide your needs. He promised abundant life. He promised prosperity. Because He wants you to help others, and He wants you to fund the gospel, the preaching of the gospel. And He says, you have not because you ask not, or you ask amiss. If you're asking to spend it on your own, just your own self all the time, self, 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 or your own family, or your own needs all the time, then He might not increase you more and more. There are certain things you have to do. Like I said, you don't have to be prosperous to be saved. But God wants you to be prosperous. And you'll miss out on blessings if you don't do it His way. So it doesn't have anything to do with salvation, except it does have to do with total salvation. And that's one of the meanings of salvation, includes prosperity. Because Jesus shed His blood for that too. It was a package deal. Not just saving your soul so you could go to heaven, as many people teach. But He took care of everything on the cross. He shed His blood. It was a precious price He paid. His blood is precious. It's the most precious thing in all the universe, heaven and earth combined. His blood is the most precious. And He shed His blood for you to have many things, to take care of you, not just in your spirit, but in your soul and in your body. It is a package deal. I've pointed out scripture over and over and over in Isaiah. It's by His stripes you are healed. When you get salvation, you get healing. Forever. When you are saved, when you're born again, and you're not told that usually. When you hear the message of salvation, you're not usually told the extent of it, the abundance of it. It includes more than you've been told. And you have to search the Word to find out what it is. But when you get saved or born again or converted or whatever you want to call it, when the Spirit of God comes to live on the inside of you, when you give your life to the Lord, that at that point, you not only have salvation for your spirit, but you have abundance for your soul. Salvation for your soul, which includes joy in your soul. That's where your character is. It includes being able to think good thoughts and not being, you know, negative all the time. It includes a new mind, a whole new creation. And 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, "Behold, all things are made new." All things are made new. All things. Spirit, soul, and body. All things. He used the word in Romans 8 that whoever he called, he justified. Whoever he justified, he glorified. That's past tense. But we have to be renewed in our minds to believe it, to know it, to understand it. Otherwise, you can't operate in it. So that's what we want to learn, is how to walk in these things. How to live in these things. Who is going to want what we have if you don't have something to show? You know, he calls us to be witnesses. A witness is somebody that's seen something. There's evidence there. And in Hebrews 11:1, it says, "Faith is the evidence. But faith without works is dead." And I'm not talking about church works. I'm not talking about that kind of thing. We're going to see what the work is. And it doesn't mean doing good deeds, although that's part of it. That'll flow out from it. But that's not where you start. There's a lot of people in the world that are doing good deeds and they don't know the Lord. They're not saved. They're headed straight for hell and they're doing some good things. They may, you know, a lot of people say, "Well, I don't need the Lord because they think they've got the Lord. They think they're okay because they have a good moral life. They say, "Oh, I don't steal. I don't do any harm to anybody." But we know that's not enough. That's not enough. Just having the outside of the vessel clean with doing good things or even feeling good about yourself is not enough. We're supposed to believe what we hear in this Word. How many believe that this is the Word of God? The Bible is the Word of God. The Word of God means it's God's Word, right? What's His Word? He's speaking it. The Word is what you speak. He's speaking it to us. It's everlasting. It's eternal. It's not something that's past. The blood ever lives, ever cleanses us all the time. That's why we can be counted worthy. Because even if you're not doing anything like really wrong, you're still not holy enough to stand before a holy God. Because God is so holy. He's so holy. It's not that He's somebody mean telling people to, you know, go to hell. It's just that He's so holy, He can't help it. He is so holy that sin cannot get before Him. It just burns up. It's just, you can't stand before God without the blood of Jesus. Thank God the blood of Jesus lives constantly. And He's constantly making intercession for us. Hallelujah. Well, what did the blood get for us? Turn to Isaiah chapter 8, verse 20. Isaiah 8:20. "To the law and to the testimony." The Bible says we overcome, how? "By the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony." Not somebody else's, not the preacher's, not the teacher's, but our own word. Our own testimony. Yours, mine. You can't overcome without your testimony being proper, correct, lined up with the word. The blood's already been shed, so we overcome by the blood, but that's not all. That's not all. Now, that's kind of a surprising, maybe shocking statement. But look, Jesus shed His blood. How many people are going to hell? That's right. You overcome by the blood of the Lamb, already been done, and the word of your testimony. So if you want to be an overcomer in all these areas of your life, it's by the blood, and that's already been done. It's done for you. And the word of your testimony. And you have a helper, the Holy Spirit, to accomplish that second part. The first part's been accomplished for you. Hallelujah. But that second part is your part. See, it's a covenant. When you have a covenant with somebody, when you have a marriage covenant with somebody, it's two-part, isn't it? It's not just one way. It won't work if it's just one way. Everybody knows that. It's a two-part thing. And it's a blood covenant, but we have to do our part. Okay, Isaiah 8, verse 20. to the law and to the testimony. If they speak not according to this word, this is going to get on some of us today. If they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. Now, that doesn't mean, you know, you may be saved, but you may not have light in every area of your life. We want light in every area. We want wholeness, fullness, spirit, soul, and body, not just spirit. Okay, we turn to John 6. Hallelujah. Oh, what does the Lord want to do through us? Anybody. He can do anything through anyone. He's not limited by you. Thank God He's not limited by us. He has power over all flesh. Yours, mine, if we just let Him exercise it. He wants so much to do great things through you. He wants so much for you to walk in glory that you've never known. He wants people to see the glory on you. You know, you can feel it sometimes if you've spent time with the Lord and you've been in His presence, and people notice. You know, you go around them and they're kind of like, whoa, something's different about you, or there's just something about you. That's the glory of the Lord. Okay, John 6:29. Now see, this is the part that people don't want to do. This is where the laziness comes in. This is because the flesh does not like work. But this is where we're going to have to press through. And we do have help. The Holy Spirit is so willing and so able to help us in this work. Jesus answered and said unto them, "This is the work of God." What is it? Believing. That you believe on Him whom He has sent. That's not just talking about salvation there. Not just talking, oh, I believe in Jesus. Well, it says the demons believe and they tremble. You know, you hear so many people say, well, I believe in God. That doesn't mean they're a believer, a true believer, or a true Christian. Because faith is believing, right? It's confidence. It's really more than believing. You can believe something in your mind and not have it in your heart. Faith is when it goes from your mind. And that's why some things don't always work sometimes. We've got things up here. We hear it and we say, yeah, I agree with that. I agree that by His stripes I'm healed. You know, and then you wonder, well, why isn't it working? That's a legitimate question. It's a good thing to question sometimes. Because how are you going to find out what's wrong if you don't question? And I'm not saying, you know, question, you know, there's a time that we shouldn't question God. But there's a time He wants us to ask questions. What's wrong here that this is not working? Am I doing something wrong? Because the Bible says submit first to God, then resist the devil. So you submit to God. What's wrong? What am I doing wrong? Do I need to repent of anything? Am I holding a grudge? Do I have any unforgiveness? Am I doing everything that You've told me to do? Okay, and then you get that cleared. And then you say, well, it must be, if that's all clear, and it's still not working, it's got to be the enemy. This is the work of God, that ye believe on Him whom He has sent. That ye believe, not just for salvation, but for everything that you need. Everything He shed His blood for you to have. Oh, please don't let one drop of it be shed in vain. Please don't let one drop of that blood be shed in vain. Go after God to get everything that you can get. He wants you to have your inheritance. This is the work of God, that you believe on Him whom He has sent. All right, let's just go on to Romans chapter 10. Romans chapter 10, verse 10. Hallelujah. God wants to manifest His glory in His people, through His people. He wants the world to see. The Hebrew meaning of the word praise, hallel, means an open show. God wants to make an open show so the world will believe and come after Him. Well, He's got to do it through us. I'm willing, aren't you? But we've got to be prepared. We've got to Do what he says. Romans 10:10. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. How did you get saved? You couldn't have gotten saved without hearing the good word of the Lord that told you that he died for your sins, right? You know, we should tell the whole thing. He died for your sins and died to heal your body and died for you to be lifted up out of the mire. Precious blood was shed. A precious price has been paid for you to have the good things of God. All the good things of God. All of it. All of it. He didn't leave anything out. He wants so much for you to have everything that he died for you to have. Everything. You've got to say it, what we just read in Isaiah 8:20. You've got to say it. You've got to say it. Because if you don't say it, you can't believe it. And what you believe is what you get. So we need to watch our words. Jesus said, by your words you shall be justified, and by your words you shall be condemned. And we overcome. Once again, we overcome. If you don't remember anything else today, remember this. We overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word my. Because it says your. So that applies to every single one of us. God's no respecter of persons. And he will not be mocked. We all got to work. And this is the work. All right. We're in Romans 10, verse 10. With the heart man believeth unto righteousness. Now, I said, how did you get saved? You heard the word. Somebody told you, and you believed it. And then what does it say? Confession. With the mouth. Mouth. Confession. Mouth. That's words. Confession is made unto salvation. And that word salvation right there in the Greek is the total thing. It's not just the salvation of your spirit. That is the total thing, and it includes prosperity. So he doesn't want you under the table. He doesn't want you living in a junkyard. He doesn't want you living on the street. You don't have to. If you're willing to move on to the next level, he's willing to take you there, but you have to do your part, and that means speaking it when you don't see it. Calling those things that be not as though they were. Turn to Hebrews chapter 10, verse 23. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith. What is the profession of your faith? That word, exactly. That word in the Greek is the same as confession, speaking it. Hold fast the profession of your faith. Whatever you've got faith in is what you're going to get. But God wants you to be prosperous because the gospel costs money. This Amen. Building costs money. Preaching the gospel costs money. Amen. It costs money to travel to all the countries. If you don't have enough to help yourself and pay your own bills, how can you fund the gospel? Don't sow it in concrete where the word is not coming forth. Amen. But sow your seed and believe for a return. So it works in money. Money seeds, faith seeds is what you speak with your mouth. When you say, I am healed, and you don't see it right away, well, you plant corn, you don't see it the next day. Sometimes it takes a little time. That's why he said, hold fast. Don't let down. Don't let go if you don't see it right away. Don't give up. Hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering. For he is faithful that promised. He has integrity. God is a God of his word. And if you really believe this is his word, and you really believe that God doesn't lie, if you really believe he's faithful, he will perform his word. Amen. He watches over it to perform it. But if you don't speak it, there's nothing to watch over. There's nothing that he can do. He can't do anything. You can't get a harvest off of something you haven't planted. For he is faithful that promised. Turn to Hebrews chapter 3. And it's not just the pastor's responsibility. You've got to get it for yourself so you can give it out. To be a witness, as I said before, means you have evidence. So you can say to someone, God will heal you because he healed me and he's no respecter of persons. You have to walk in it. You have to partake of the fruit. It's God's will for us. Hebrews 3:1. Wherefore, holy brethren, he calls us holy brethren. We're holy by the blood. Thank God for the blood. Partakers of the heavenly calling. Are we partakers of the heavenly calling?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Partakers of the heavenly calling. Yes. So that you can have to give. Healing? To give. Joy? To give. Wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of our profession. He's the high priest over our profession of faith in his word. He's the high priest over our, he watches over his word. And if you are saying his word, and you've got to say it before you can believe it. If you are saying his word, he's watching over that. He's the high priest over that. It's his responsibility to bring it to pass. It's your responsibility, your effort, your work is to say it. And to do your utmost to believe it. But you can't believe it if you don't say it.
Amen.
That's the way it works. That's the way it works. You got to do it to overcome. If you don't want to overcome, if you just want to stay in the situation you're in, but all of you raised your hands when I asked who would like to be more prosperous, who would like to have better health and more energy. You know, we all raised our hands. Who would like to have more faith? We all raised our hands. If you really want it, you've got to make an effort. He's already done his part of the covenant, the blood of the Lamb, but now it's the word of your testimony. High apostle and high priest of our profession, Christ Jesus. He's faithful. He is faithful. And his word won't return void. But that's how you got saved. You believed in your heart and you had to speak it out with your mouth. He shed his blood for the whole thing. Spirit, soul, and body, not just for your spirit. Because he took the stripes on his back for your healing. And it says he was poor so that we could be rich. Rich in every area. That doesn't mean just money. You know, I don't really have a great desire for a big mansion or that kind of stuff. But I want to give, don't you? I want to help others. I want more to give to help others so that they can, so I can say, hey, let me tell you something. If you could see where I was, 10, 15 years ago, that's your testimony. That's being a witness. If you can say, the Lord has brought me from nothing, absolutely nothing, kicked out of the place where I was living because I couldn't pay the rent. And I have a paid for home. I have a paid for car that someone gave me. It says, if you give, he'll cause men to give to you. That makes me a witness of something. I have the evidence. You must have evidence to be a witness. It's not right for you to stay where you are. For any of us. And we all have needs. If you don't have financial needs, if you've got spiritual needs, you always have spiritual needs. Because God is unlimited and you can just go on deeper and higher no matter where you are. You will always have spiritual needs. If you don't have financial needs, you may have something in your body that's bothering you. Or maybe you don't have enough joy. Maybe you don't have enough time for your family. You need something. We all need something. Whatever it is, Jesus died and paid the price for you to have it. And he wants us to walk in it so that we can show it forth. So that we can be witnesses with that evidence in our lives. You can't tell somebody something. They have to look at you and see it. The world doesn't see the spiritual thing. They're carnal minded. They cannot understand the things of God. They see with their eyes. They see what you wear, what you drive, and where you live. Now, I know if I came up here this morning in blue jeans, you'd still listen to me because you know me. You've heard the word. You don't look at what I wear. But like it or not, the world looks at what we wear. God doesn't care what we wear. And in this church, we don't care, what you wear. or what you look like, or what color you are, or what kind of car you drive. So don't get me wrong. I'm just trying to show you God wants you to prosper. I'd like to say that no matter who, you know, what minister got up there, no matter what they had on, I'd like to say that I'd give them, you know, a chance, and I hope I would. But the world must see. What are you a witness to? The world is what we need to be a witness to. And that's what they look at with the carnal eyes, with the carnal mind. They look at those things. You know, not that God really cares that much. If you're happy where you live, that's fine, but you can't give what you don't have. He wants you to have abundance so that you can give for the right reasons. He said, if you don't speak according, that's the kingdom of God. That's part of it. Speaking according to His Word. But let us hold fast our profession, our confession. Let us hold fast even when things don't look too good, even when things, the circumstances are against it. Let us hold fast our confession. I don't care if the world thinks I'm silly. I want what God has for me. And I don't want His blood to be shed in vain. So the Lord wants salvation for us, spirit, soul, and body, in every area, whatever you need. There's salvation there for that need. He wants you to believe Him. He's provided for all of your needs. If you believe this is His Word, take it to yourself. It's a personal thing. If you didn't take it to yourself, you could not be saved. And if you don't take it to yourself for all the other things you need, you can't have them.